Welcome back to FFA Today. As mentioned, we're joined now by Riley Padgett. He's the Director of Advocacy and Government Relations with the National FFA Organization. Riley, we're all still catching our breath from the National Convention, which I understand was another record breaker.
Yeah, we had nearly 70,000, just below 70,000 FFA members, guests, and stakeholders, a part of this year's 91st National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis. Man, I say this every time, but it's just such a refresher every time we're able to get together. It feels like a huge family reunion. We're able to celebrate student success. We're able to focus on what really matters in food and agriculture, make new friends too. And so it was a record-breaking attendance, and I'm hoping that next year is even larger. It's just too good to miss.
Now, Riley, right on the heels of that came the big midterm elections. With the results all in, how do you see those impacting some of the policy and legislation we've discussed throughout the year? Of course, most notably, the Farm Bill.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you've been watching anything in politics, you're aware that early November, we held midterm elections. Democrats took control of the House of Representatives. Republicans remain in control in the Senate. You know, I think that means a lot for the coming weeks and also for this new Congress, this new session that will happen in January. But I think for the next few weeks, it will be a lot of waiting and watching and listening to see who's going to make the next move. I've read several statements on what this means for the Farm Bill. As you know, the Farm Bill is reauthorized every 4 to 5 years, depending on extensions. And they've been working really hard in both the Senate and the House to make sure that a Farm Bill is reauthorized before the end of this calendar year. And I think with the Democrats taking the majority in January, could cause a shakeup in all things Farm Bill conversation. I've read anywhere from 40 to 65% chance of passage this calendar year, depending on what you're reading or what you're listening to. And so 40 to 65%, that's 25% difference, but it's still not great, right? Like you look at a 65% chance of passage, and that doesn't look too promising. In conversations with folks in both the House and Senate agriculture committees, they feel good about where conversations are going. I think this week and next, and even after Thanksgiving, conversations will continue about how we all can meet in the middle and get something produced for farmers and ranchers and producers and beneficiaries of this legislation before the end of the year.
Well, this week we celebrate Thanksgiving, and in addition to great food and, of course, family time, it's the perfect occasion to talk about agriculture and some of the issues facing the industry today. You've got a few ways our listeners might be able to use this opportunity to advocate.
Well, yeah, I would say that the first tip is to probably not talk about the Farm Bill or other policies, especially during a holiday season, right, where it's supposed to be happy and you're supposed to be chatting about one another's lives and those sorts of things. I mean, I think steering clear of that kind of policy, especially knowing that there are implications in the years to come for what happens in the next few weeks and months is a solid tip and one that I hope I'm able to follow also. Secondly, I think, it's a perfect way, Thanksgiving is a perfect way for us to begin the conversation with not just our family, but our friends and peers who might not understand where their food comes from, because we're all sitting at a dinner table together and food's right in front of us. I mean, this Thanksgiving, I would say more than any other, is a celebration of the food and the harvest and the ways that we grow our food. And I think that if we're able to connect the dots for people at the dinner table, we ought to start there. National FFA, starting this last year and at the National FFA Convention and Expo, really took on this idea of solving food waste and how do we start at a local level, the heart of our chapters, the heart of our program, combating food waste. We know that in the United States, 1,250 calories worth of food is wasted per person every single day. Again, 1,250 calories of food is wasted per person every single day. We also know that about 18 to 20% of U.S. cropland is uneaten or wasted. If you're looking at state sizes, that's more than the state of New Mexico. We know that on average, households are responsible for about 238 pounds of food waste per person. That's 76 billion pounds of food waste total. I mean, we know these things. And so I think that if we're able to discuss and converse about the ways that we solve food problems and the ways that we celebrate how to grow our food and then to transport it to the people that need it the most at the Thanksgiving table is one way to not only have a nice conversation, but to really pick the brains of others who might not yet understand food or food waste, and, you know, to learn something new ourselves.
Well, as always, great advice, Riley. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and we look forward to catching up with you again after the holidays.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.